We enter into this second week of Advent, and we're introduced to the great figure of John the Baptist, who is the very last of the prophets. You know, the great prophets through the Old Testament who prepare the way for the Lord. And this is the greatest prophet and the very last, John the Baptist, whose whole mission is to prepare the way of the Lord through his message of repentance. But why was he necessary? Why was John the Baptist necessary? Why couldn't God, the Messiah, just come directly? Because there was something in our hearts that had closed in pride, and it had to gently be drawn open. The doors of our hearts, we had to be convinced to open, to be able to receive the Lord when he came. That when he arrived, he would be allowed in. Which sounds crazy a little bit, doesn't it? That if God was coming, of course you're going to allow him in. But of course, as we see, this was the problem that Joseph and Mary ran into on Christmas, wasn't it? That they looked, but there was no place. Although they did find a place up there in the stable. Many of you, grown up on a farm, or you've at least spent time on a farm. And so you don't have these little romantic notions in your mind of a stable being this beautiful, romantic place, right? With the nice, soft straw and the animals that are there, like it's a petting zoo, in this peaceful scene. A stable is a barn. And you know, if you've been in a barn, that it's not this peaceful little place. But instead of barn, the straw is matted down with manure. And the place stinks. And it's messy. And it's loud and chaotic. You know when you've had a new baby in the home, right? And the baby has just been put down to sleep. And nobody make a noise, because the baby is sleeping. Imagine doing that with a bunch of animals bellowing. A stable, which he was born into, this was something that fascinated St. Francis of Assisi. You know, we have those little nativity scenes in our homes. It fascinated him. He was the first one to ever set up a nativity scene. He was the one who began that custom. And why it fascinated him so much was because of what it said about God's love coming down. That the way that God entered into this world, in the very place that God entered into this world, in a stable that's messy, that's smelly, that's loud and chaotic, that's the very place, he said, that God desires to enter into our lives and enter into our hearts as well. That he wants to enter in those places where it's still messy, where it still kind of stinks. Repentance, though, is allowing him into that. In the Shea household, as I imagine for many of you too, whenever we have the distinct honor of hosting Christmas, the days leading up to it were insane. Because we had all these kids in the house, and before the guests arrived, we had to have the place just spick and span and clean as can be. As if with all those little kids running around, that's how it always was. And it was only then, when everything was cleaned up and neat and tidy, that's when we'd be ready to have the guests in. And if we were running tight, you know what? You would take a room and you'd grab all the stuff and you'd shove it into a closet, right? None of you ever use that trick. But the truth about repentance and the truth that St. Francis saw in the nativity scene is the way that God desires to enter in is completely opposite from that. He wants to enter in directly into the mess. He wants to enter in into the parts of our life that we don't have all together right now. And the problem comes is we look at those areas in our life where it's still sort of chaotic, and because of the shame of not wanting God to sort of see that, he's sitting there knocking at the door, he's about ready to come over, and we say, you know what, let's get together somewhere else. Now is not a good time. And we feel very isolated and alone in that. It's our pride that keeps us from allowing him in. But the humility of repentance is knowing that what God desires, what God wants to do, is to be with you in the midst of it. That the truth of the incarnation, the truth of Emmanuel, is that God is with you. And that you're never alone in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the mess. And the thing that keeps so many people from repentance, this thought that I have to clean everything up and then I'll allow God in, it's the biggest dang lie. Because it's the exact opposite. And this is the comfort that's spoken of. The comfort that God desires to be with us there. I want to close just with a word, and I have to apologize because it's a word to some of you, but maybe not all, because a number of you, you experience the incredible grace of repentance in the sacrament of reconciliation, and that's something in which you experience God entering into those areas, entering into those closets where we have stuff piled up, and him bringing his life and healing into that. But the word, and it's a word of comfort I want to give, is to those who, when you hear repentance, when you hear of reconciliation spoken of, there's something that recoils within. There's something that turns right away to, yeah, but do not fear. Do not be afraid. God desires to be with you. He wants to give you something. Open your heart. Open the door of your heart to him. To allow him to be with you in the midst of all of that. To bring his comfort there. To bring his consolation. To bring his life.